All right, thank you there, Frankie Lyman, and Why Do Fools Fall in Love? But we are now back with Sharon Harvey on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Sharon. Are you there?
Good morning, Mark. I'm here. Sorry for the technology.
No problem. No problem. You know, we're all in a brand new world right now, aren't we?
We are.
All sort of with our new normals going on. And speaking of, I was going to start with a question with you. Say, you know, I've had you on the radio station here a couple of times, and you've done so much work with our small business center here at Blue Ridge Community College. Did you ever imagine just a few weeks ago how busy you would be right now?
I didn't. I thought the next time I came back, we talked about some fun stuff. But, you know, today we're going to talk about getting our economy back together.
So let's do that. Let's talk about this because, of course, Small Business Administration really big in the news right now regarding the government and government loans and help for small businesses that the government is trying to do right now. So catch us up on exactly where we are with that, Sharon.
Well, I want to catch you up because a few things have happened. I want to say, please, to all the small businesses out there, please, just, you know, we're just asking that you be a little patient with us as we try to make these processes as easy as we can for you to get through these trying times. The first thing I want to say is that everyone's asking about the Paycheck Protection Plan.
Yeah.
Actually, as of yesterday, it actually changed. You can now apply for both the PPP and the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. So prior to, you had to decide which plan you wanted, which loan program would be best for you. As of yesterday, it is now that you can apply for both. You can just not use the same use of proceeds. So with the Payroll Protection Plan, it includes 75% of that. It includes your payroll, the additional use of proceeds are your rent and your utilities. So, you know, I would caution any small business to take a look at their whole business to see, you know, where they're suffering at, and then figure out this portion would be best for the payroll protection. And then, of course, fill out that economic injury disaster loan to look at taking care of the rest, maybe some inventory you need to pay or some additional vendors you need to pay. And I will say that hopefully everyone has been on the SBA.gov website and applied for the advance loan, which is the up to $10,000 forgiveness loan for all small businesses. So if you haven't applied, I need you to get on the SBA.gov disaster assistance link to make sure that you are at least apply for your advance loan, which is a forgiveness loan, even if you're not in the position or you want a loan.
Sharon, do you have any idea how much is left with that emergency disaster loan? Because from what I understand, this was, yes, all businesses could apply for it, or all small businesses could apply for it, but to a certain degree, it was a first-come, first-served basis based on the dollars that were allocated.
Well, from what I'm understanding, I have not gotten an update for this morning, but yesterday we were at the $50 billion mark.
Okay.
Out of the $350 billion that was allocated for the payroll protection plan. I just encourage people to just continue to go to their lenders. You know, originally it was you had to be a client of any of the 7A lender banks, but we now have banks reaching out to us that were either hadn't made a loan or those that had never signed up with the SBA. So you can actually find those lenders on our website at sba.gov and then /NE for North Carolina, and you can find the list of all of our eligible 7A lenders. The list keeps changing because, as I said, we keep reinstating those that have been inactive, and we are also signing up new banks and financial institutions.
So for the payroll protection loan, does one go to their bank for this loan, or does one go through your website, sba.gov?
No, there's two different programs out.
Yep.
The first one, the original one that was launched was the economic injury loan,
right,
which also connects to the advance loan, which is the up to $10,000 forgiveness. That is on the SBA website.
Yep.
Then the payroll protection is a loan that is administered by the bank. So you need to contact any, I would start with your bank first.
Okay.
If they are a 7A lender. And then if they are not, check out the website so that you can get in contact with any other 7A lender or bank in North Carolina. And there are also some other regional banks that are doing loans. So all of these lenders are on our website.
Okay, so if your bank is not one of those 7A lenders, you can still go through one that is?
You can go through one that is, yes. That was another change. So, yes, anyone, if you can find a bank that is willing to talk to you about your actual loan under the PPP, any lender or financial institution can do it, whether it's inside North Carolina or outside.
Sharon, again, we're talking with Sharon Harvey. She's the Senior Area Manager for Western North Carolina for the U.S. Small Business Administration. Sharon, what's the best advice you have right now for our small businesses who are being hit so hard?
The best advice that I would give them is to, once again, you know, be patient. You know, at the time right now, get all your documents together. You know, figure out what your payroll is. Figure out who you owe. And start making some calls asking for, you know, some deferments or some interest-only payments depending on, you know, who you're dealing with, because we're all suffering. I just want to plead to you that we're working as hard as we can on your behalf. I've talked to many small businesses in Western North Carolina, and we're trying to do everything that we can. We've already, you know, asked, you know, our representatives to start working on a new plan, because we're actually going to we're going to run out of money. So to make sure that this is a smooth transition as when we do. But if you have not filed for that advance up to $10,000 loan, please go to the SBA.gov website and do that. Please make sure that you have the HTTPS on the up in the left hand corner, because we want to make sure that, you know, there is a lot of fraud going on.
Uh-huh.
And there is never a charge to apply for an SBA loan. So there's never a application fee. So as soon as you see something like that, get out of that website and you can report it, please, if you can. But please make sure that you're always in the HTTPS. As right. We go through this, understanding that there are the two loan programs. And the one covers the payroll. Oh, excuse me, I'm losing my voice. The payroll, the utilities, and the rent under the payroll protection plan. 75% of that has to go towards your payroll, and 8 weeks of that is forgiven. All these terms and everything will be explained with the banker. And one thing that I want small businesses to understand, there's no need to try to figure out how much money I need, because the banker and or your loan officer will help you figure out. Those are numbers that you actually come together with, whether you're dealing with the EIDL loan or the payroll protection loan, because people are asking, where do I put in my loan amount?
Yeah.
How much do I want? That is something that will be decided upon with your banker and or with your originator once you're dependent on what loan you're using.
So we'll talk about some other offerings that the Small Business Administration is offering right now. But Sharon, I want to ask you this. You and I talked a little bit off mic about this, is we are getting some reports from some of our small business owners here who are, you know, and again, you have said be patient, but they are going through their banks. But they even find that the banks themselves are a bit overwhelmed with everything that's happening right now. So again, your advice to our small business owners here who are trying to do this is just to be patient, correct?
Be patient, and I will explain the reason why is, of course, trying to get everything out to the public as soon as possible. Because we are the federal government, there are policies and procedures, and unfortunately, once we got the plans together, we then told people to go to the bank, and then the bank had, you know, they hadn't had time to set up their policies and procedures.
Right.
So I'm sure some of the larger banks were able to adapt, that do more SBA loans. So they were able to adapt a little quicker. But I assure you that the service, whether you're at one of the larger banks or your local community bank, I would say probably by now the answer you received last week is a lot different from today. because they have had time to put some things in place. So please don't take that as, look at that as a negative mark on them, because they were trying to serve you and provide you information at the same time. So as I said, and I've told people, if they said no to you last week, it was probably because they were probably trying to get things in place. You know, if you haven't found a provider and you're still looking for someone for that payroll protection program, call them back and say, where are you at now? And then see if you guys can pick up where you left off.
Okay.
And then, like I say, if you can't find anyone, go to our website. We're adding lenders and financial institutions every day. So continue to check the SBA.gov, and basically it comes up on our homepage, our disaster link. It has information on our loan program, who the lenders are, and what's going on with COVID-19 to help you and your family.
Okay. Hey, Sharon, while I've got you, can we talk about some other offerings that that you and the Small Business Administration are offering our small businesses right now?
Sure.
All right. What?
Go ahead.
Yeah, tell us of some more things you're doing for our small businesses right now.
Well, I actually want to make people aware of that if you had a previous loan under any other disaster, where it was the hurricanes or the drought, I want you to be assured that those loans have been deferred until December of 2020, so your first payment will not be due on those loans until January of 2021. There are still small businesses. There are some industries that are still doing okay. We've got a lot of growth in some of the tech world. People are still trying to start businesses. So we're actually, SBA is taking the first 6 months of your loan and your interest, and we're paying those on any new 7A loans, and we're deferring payments. So, we're just trying to do what we can for those that are in, need of assistance, and then those that are trying to move forward with start their business or expand it. But all of our services can be located or found on sba.gov /NC for North Carolina, which will give you a better feel as to what's going on here in North Carolina. And I will say, Mark, that because I am a public servant, you can reach me if you have any questions at sharon.harvey@sba.gov. I promise that I will get to you. It may not be by the end of the day, but it will be by first thing tomorrow morning. But if you have a question as you're going through the application process, or even if you're trying to figure out, am I eligible, just send me an email and I'll be glad to have the conversation with you. But I do want, Mark, I do want businesses to understand that a sole proprietor, our barbershops, our salons, our massage therapists, our souvenir shop owners, all of those are small businesses, and we're here to help. So it's not that, I want everyone to understand, it's not how large you are, but you're a small business. So if you're that one owner, that one sole proprietor, you matter. So please reach out to me at sharon.harvey@sba.gov, and I'll be glad to assist you and let you know what's available to you and which way you should, what are some of the things that you can consider.
Sharon, I got to thank you for that. Just knowing that there is someone we can reach out to and get answers, and you are that person, and we will continue to make sure we share that email address with everyone, so we appreciate that. We also want to encourage people at this time to take advantage of, like, Blue Ridge Community College's Small Business Center. You're doing free webinars, and you're hosting many of those free webinars for our small businesses here through Blue Ridge Community College's Small Business Center. Very, very helpful webinars for businesses right now, right?
That is correct. Ben Smith and his group over at Blue Ridge.
Yeah.
The webinars are free. So while you're while you're down, take advantage of, how do you do business in a time like this?
Yeah.
How do you take advantage of the procurement opportunities? Or just, how do I market my business in a time when my doors aren't open? Or how do I let people know I'm takeout only? So they're trying to adapt to what's going on currently to help your business to continue to grow, and so that you can continue to operate.
Fantastic. Sharon, thank you so much for taking some time to spend with us this morning as well, okay?
Thank you, Mark, for having me, and thanks to everyone for inviting me into their homes or their cars, wherever they may be. And next time, I hope technology is on our side. You guys continue to be safe, continue to wash your hands, and since the next time, I hope to see you in the studio.
All right, Sharon, we'll be talking again real soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Once again, that's Sharon Harvey. She's the Senior Area Manager for Western North Carolina for U.S. Small Business Administration. Again, her email, and she has invited you to, if you have any questions, to send her an email. It's sharon.harvey@sba.gov. Once again, sharon.harvey@sba.gov. Reach out to her. Ask her any questions you may have. She's here to help you.